so fat, ass so fat, ass so fat, you can see it from the front. Ass so fat, you can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Ass so fat, ass so fat, ass so fat, you can see it from the front. Ass so fat, you can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Ass so fat, ass so fat, ass so fat, you can see it from the front. Ass so fat, you can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front.
Wobble, 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 wobble. I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That shit look like the grotto. How your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like, whoop, drop that ass. Make it boomerang. Take my belt off. Bitch, I'm booty tank. Tippy towel, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. Fuck that. You gon' get some dick today.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good. I'm making her wet. They pay me respect. They pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Bounce that ass, it's the roundest. You the best, you deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that ass.
Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like
ass so fat, ass so fat, ass so fat. You can see it from the front. Ass so fat, you can see it from the front. See it from the front. See it from the front. Ass so fat.
Pussies is thriving. Bad bitches, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best ass leader. Tell them pissy clean. I tell them pissy squeaky. Niggas give me Brian cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a man tango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his pussy open in the island to Waikiki. Kiss my ass and my anus cause it's finally famous and it's finally solved. You on the net is when you Google my ass. You fucking little whores for fucking up my decors. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean, boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals. Just slap it on my
ass.
I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous. That is still dangerous, that up there. Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe, you know, and this is just dangerous.
And then you wonder, on the other side, if they have drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Start recording. Let's see, is everything ready to go? You all hear me out there in the chat room before I call this asshole? I know there's a fan noise, but I can't help it. Because if I turn the microphone up, we get a buzzing sound. And I don't like that. And I don't like Cheryl either, at all.
If I put my fist in... People say, oh, it must be wonderful to live with Sylvia. She just sits around and talks psychic all the time. Every once in a while, I'll take my hand and sort of flip it beside my right ear, which means go away. In fact, Montel audited me on that once.
Yeah, she did. What is this? What is this? Mesmerizing. Did I do that? Oh. Hello, I'm Black. All right, let's call asshole. Asshole. Let's see this cunt. She's not even on Skype. Fucking cunt. Oh, yeah, she is. Asshole. I gotta practice calling her an asshole.
Yeah, you've reached her.
It took me years of skepticism and saying, "Hello, oh, I got you now, because you're wrong," and then finding out that she was right, which really kind of ticked me off.
Grenades?
Did you hear Sylvia just now or no?
Grenades, do it again.
Did you hear her through the thing?
Repeated. Was it imprint?
You don't hear that?
I don't hear that.
Oh, Jesus, motherfucker. I thought I had it perfect.
That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bela Lugosi house.
Nyoko.
What?
I said Nyoko.
We're thick.
Are you excited?
Our genetics are thick.
Shut up.
The world is thick.
You don't hear her talking about the world being thick?
No.
Does the audience?
Do you hear the world being...
Jesus Christ. How could that not be working? I hear it. The audience hears it. Cheryl, you're an idiot. As usual. Cheryl has a special thing. She has a special connection.
Yeah, thing, yeah.
But that's weird. I don't understand. Yeah. It gripes me.
Gripes me.
You don't hear this.
Gripes me.
Nope. Is it Blacks?
No, it was saying her.
You know, when we were walking...
Shut up.
Home, I saw Trayvon in my street.
Did he fuck your pussy?
He did not fuck my pussy, no.
Pussy. Okay, I don't understand why you
he
can't
played
hear
with my hood. Clit, it was a hoodie. Yeah.
Your clit.
He used my pussy as a hoodie.
Clit hoodie.
Clitoris hoodie, yeah.
Clits have hoods, you know.
Yeah, clit.
Why don't you hear that?
I don't care.
You don't want? You don't care if you can't hear the sound?
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Tell me if you... Do you hear this? Do you hear the chirping sound?
No.
You don't? Oh, my God. Damn it. What an asshole you are, bro.
Gripes me.
It has to be working. I don't understand. Help. I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work.
Well,
yeah. The audience hears it, but you don't. It's terrible. I wanted to read something. But
is there anybody anywhere? Is there anybody anywhere? Is there anybody anywhere?
Food. She's such a good cook. When I was there, the food was amazing, so I can imagine.
I didn't
take out all of the flavor.
I didn't go to Passover. My sister didn't cook.
What?
And I went to a gallery opening instead. So I
Your
didn't.
Your family must be pissed.
No, they weren't, because they went to a relative's
Naples.
Another relative's house. No, I'm not in Florida. I'm in Chicago.
Oh, damn.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Now, I can't... Cheryl, I don't understand why you can't hear the thing. It really bothers me. You need to hear it.
Yep.
The nudging spirits.
Yep.
But you hear me.
Yep.
How can you hear me but not the things?
Because the nudging spirits are dead.
No, are you lying to
How
me?
How many
really?
Times could I say to you, another coat of paint they would have had me, right?
You didn't hear her say another coat of paint? They would have had me.
No, just that she loves
it. Every one of us came.
You didn't hear her say every one of us came?
Yeah.
Audience heard it, though, I think. The audience... This makes no sense.
No.
Let me see. I know what it is. You're an asshole. We're on the wrong input, you fucking cunt. Should have told me that you're on the wrong input. God damn it, Cheryl. Why couldn't you have told me? It's happened before. Now you hear me still? You hear me still?
Man.
You hear me?
Can you hear me then?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Well, thank you for it. Now, tell me if you hear this.
If I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle.
Yes, I hear
they can't do it.
She has risen.
I've been violated in some way. Is that another god that made them? I lived in a haunted house once. You might want to get into, let's say, ghost busting if you wanted to, is not to be corny. Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi. Any germ was a demon.
Pleasant at all.
That's why they called it sight.
I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. I don't want anybody to catch what I might have. I might have picked up something that I don't even know I have. I don't want anybody to have it.
The other side of the brain said, bear. Dummy.
All right, so that's nice. I got that.
Lesbian bear.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, I would like to, first of all, call you an asshole because you are an Indian giver. And I know that's not politically correct to say this.
Are you talking the dot or the feather?
I'm talking about the expression.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I got to, let me just say that we're live on the Holder stream. Live now with at Cheryl Prolapse. Now. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to read this thing. God, why are people always posting fat people on my wall? Let's see here. We have a business. Georgia passes fetus bill. Cheryl Treg Mikowski wrote on November 25th, 2011 at 6:34 p.m. Post-meridian, that's post-meridian, I think, or something like that. Since you are not in the U.S. AIDS anymore, I am using your Amazon Prime membership for someone else. Nice. When you need it again, let me know, and I will give it back to you. All right? Okay, thanks, nigga, bitch-ass nigga, rilch. Now, you lied.
Every once in a while, I'll take my hand and sort of flip it beside my right ear, which means go away. In fact, Montel audited me on that once.
I'm going to audit you on this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, nigga. Here.
Huh?
And she will testify to the fact...
Who's there?
...that I contacted her. Edith is in the room.
I know, but she has a student membership. This is not the point.
Listen.
This is not the point. The point is not that Edith can do it or you want somebody else to do it. The point is that you did not keep your promise and you lied to me because you're a lying whore. And I loathe whores who lie like you. You're a lying, no-good whore. Your word
is worthless.
And so are you.
Yeah.
Because of that only.
But who in this room has Amazon Prime, TN, registered copyright?
Nobody does. Nobody does, because you're the only one stupid enough to pay for it.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Who?
Somebody in this room must have Amazon Prime account.
There's so many people in the room that, of course, one of them must. Because there's
so
many people, all three.
What somebody can add you to their goddamn account.
Who's Reels Niggles? What is this? This person in the chat room.
Who that be? Reels Niggles. That's racist.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
The other thing is I need to tell you that you ruined my birthday.
Well,
because all I wanted to do was have a 10-minute program. A minigram, which you said we could have the night before.
Go
away. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday. Well, you know what? By the way, fuck you, you stupid bitch. How's that? And where's my present from you?
I'm working on it.
Yeah. This is a disgusting smelling drink.
Working on it.
What are you making me a pixie? Painting a pixie? Are you making me something
nice?
What
are you drinking?
It's this disgusting energy drink. It's called Xenergy. It's called, with an X, Xenergy. But it has no calories.
Did you get out of the dorm?
No, I didn't get out of the dorm.
Are you working
for self-esteem.
Again?
What?
Are you working for the dorm again?
Well, what happened is this.
Answer the question.
I'm going to answer the question if you promise to finger yourself while I'm answering it. God, I hate you. Yeah, that sounded real. Well, I talked to the dorm dad when I was in Paris and I wanted to leave. And I said to him, Because he kept saying, you know, we want you back, we really miss you, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, if you miss me so much, why don't you give me a salary? And he said, okay. So we worked something out, and it's a lot nicer than what I was getting before. And, yeah, and I still get to film some...
With AIDS infections yeah, and all
yeah,
that.
That's right. Yeah. So that's it's kind of nice. Yeah.
There is no limbo. Nice, yeah. On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a
Will you stop talking over Sylvia?
That's going to send you forever to damnation because just you might have eaten meat on Friday and died on Saturday.
Right. See? No. So what's new with you, Cheryl, other than being an ugly, lying whore? Oh, did you see that? God hates you. Did you see that?
No.
When I said you're an ugly, lying whore, the lights blinked. Yeah, that was a nudging spirit. It was a nudging spirit, and it's on my right.
Talking and calling me out of my name.
Did you hear it? That was on my right. So does that mean it's the nudging spirit or the prolapse?
Now, Mitch, are you going to also get a job at My Talk 107 with Wanda?
No.
Oh.
But I was happy to hear that she's quitting podcasting too, like everyone else.
Me too. It's smart. It's
in my very own boudoir. Girdle. She's going to be like me. She's going to pretend. She's going to talk herself into like, oh, yeah, I'll still do my podcast. And she'll pod fade. She'll still do it once a week like me. But hopefully she'll go back to being a nasty cunt now that she's not working for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's probably for the better.
You didn't miss it, Vera. Vera's saying, oops, I missed it. You didn't miss it. It's on now.
I think she's doing it on purpose and saying like,
yeah.
Oop, I missed it. And now I didn't care.
You didn't. You did not miss it. It is now, on now.
Matt.
What? You have nothing.
You asked me about myself.
You have said nothing to defend yourself because you're guilty.
You asked me about my life.
Yes, that's true. I'm fascinated.
Now my life is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. It is still filled with kegels and the occasional prolapse.
Yeah.
But what I've been finding is that I've been a lot more busy.
Yeah, I'll see.
Doing the abortions. Mm-hmm. As they've gotten harder to procure. Had to, find places that weren't accepting Susan G. Komen Tia money. Because it's hard to get an abortion with the, when you have the breast cancer and all that stuff. And excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And also, I talked to Dorm Dad, and he offered me a full salary as well.
I watched, all 5 seasons of 30 Rock last month, and I've noticed there's a few things they stole from us.
They stole a lot.
They stole prolapse.
Them.
Yes. There were some other things, but I forgot them now.
Prolapse, yep.
There's something else.
Everything funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Pretty much. So that's your life? That was your life? That's the whole. That was it?
Did you hear that Royce died?
Yeah.
Got on a wheel?
Yeah, you told me like 2 weeks after she died because you're so out of touch with the social
media. Well, I know, but it hasn't been on the gram yet.
Well, okay, Royce died.
Okay. Yep.
I know Edith was very upset about it because she made it her icon on the Facebook.
Oh. Well, the thing, man, is just this.
Well, yeah. You took 3 sleeping pills already, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You wash it down with a vodka 5th. And what else? Karen.
PBR, like you need pain.
PBR?
Excuse me?
PBR?
PBR?
Break
or cut the umbilical cord. Move. Now, I heard that your employer, their legal department, was involved in an epic legal battle that included amicus briefs from Google, Facebook, and who was it, MySpace?
No.
Are you the one that made the logo I saw?
Google and Facebook, that was it. I don't think there was. And the MPAA.
Yes.
Yeah.
The MPAA sided with FlavorWorks.
Yeah, huh? We have
what a great person to have on your side. It's amazing, yeah. Amazing.
Well, I went to the office that day and I thought, I better put my sunglasses on because surely we're going to be mobbed by reporters with such a big story, but there was none.
Oh.
I even wore my pretty gantle.
Gerald, though.
Did you hear the show I posted yesterday? Of course not.
Yeah, sure. No.
It had a real little girl in it. Little girl.
Really? What did she say?
She said she hates you, and she said she's never met you, but she's met a lot of your friends, but she definitely doesn't want to meet you because you're disgusting, sounds like.
She's met me. What are you talking about?
Everything is passing. She has it all never passes. Met you. By surviving this hellhole, where the
you're an idiot
is hell, there's no
you're an idiot.
With somebody in a red
you're
suit
an idiot.
I've had several new holders from holder secret expert guy. I don't know which ones you've heard, which one. Yeah, chicken.
The Hitler.
What is this, Lummox?
I like that.
Oh, this is a.
Cheryl.
What?
Cheryl.
This is X Dope's folder.
Reagan.
If you could be any animal in the world, which animal would you be?
A lummox?
Kitten, snake.
No, not a lummox.
Did you say lummox? What did you say?
Lummox.
Girdle, still over.
That was nice.
Hello?
I don't know what this is. It's X-Dope.
You got Madge.
Madge, it's X-Dope. Cheryl is asleep. I'm on my way.
Yeah. You wanna be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You wanna be in pictures. Yeah. You wanna be in pictures.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see.
Is it turd seeds? Damn it. Rachel, I would like to know what your book is about.
Yeah, like Adam and Eve live in a trailer park in the high desert, and Eve works at a drugstore with a shitty uniform.
But Rachel, if they're the first man and woman, how could there already be a trailer? Who built it?
It doesn't really follow a lot of the logical rules. This is so fucking boring. Let's
No, go ahead. What about her vagina?
There's a whole chapter about her vagina.
Reagan.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi.
Please make it stop. No more of this story. I'm sorry. I have.
That wasn't about you. Oh, this is my favorite clip.
Okay, on the Twitter-osphere front, we have some questions from Twitter. I'm going to ask you a few Twitter
bloated
questions.
Bloated Lesbian.
This one's from Bloated Lesbian, asks via Twitter.
Oh, I know her.
Will you stop talking over my goddamn clips? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know her.
Okay, on the Twitter-osphere front,
God, I spin on
we
my
have
laptop.
Some questions Twitter from sheet. Twitter. I'm going to ask you a few Twitter questions. This one's from Bloated Lesbian, asks via Twitter.
I've seen her. That's a funny name.
She's seen
she
my asked, vagina.
If given the opportunity to
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so I got to find these holder items. There's all these holders. There's a double holder. There's a triple holder. There's the Enwardius.
Yes, I love Hitler. Yeah.
There's the Enwardius T. Gack holder. Oh, Trotsky went on an Easter egg hunt today.
Did he find any chocolate?
Nobody got a bandana. That's not nice. Okay, so this...
That reminds me of when Wanda was eating those chocolate eggs and almost killed Chauncey. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you've reminded me about that about 3,000 times. So that's
well, it's nice. Easter.
Okay, so Cheryl, this first folder of holder is called Wait, what is it called?
Man, can you believe that at the Seder this evening, they wanted to use my arm as a shank bone?
Oh, yeah? I do. Did you put an apple? You're supposed to put an apple on a Seder table this year.
Yeah, I did. And then they still were talking about me being these various animals. Such as
weo, triple weo. This is under BMB.
You look like such a bear.
Fuck you.
You do.
Well, you know what? You look ugly as usual. How do you like
well,
that?
You do look better with the facial hair and everything, but you do look like a bear.
I really don't care what you think either way.
Okay.
BMB. What? This is BMB Holder after Aunt Teresa. Answer.
Now, don't get gluttonous.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Dilation and extraction, not cartilage. No, I don't do any cartilage.
Don't.
It's always, but what if?
But what if? But what if?
I've heard that.
But what if happens?
I've heard that.
Hey, Teresa still. Just died.
No, these aren't the new ones. Okay, here are the new ones.
Which, of course, is so stupid. There's no such a thing as 13. The only reason they got that as an aside is because Judas was the 13th apostle at the Last Supper, so now they put that on them.
Yep.
Big bad 13.
Eject. I don't want that DVD, that lousy record, to be put in my brain. You will absorb it. Wait till you get older and you get arthritic and you don't have a man around to open up a jar and see how you feel. Because
older.
You men, with your linear minds, you are so fragile with your egos. We have to always...
She's being sexy, though.
Yeah.
Duh. Oh, that's sexy.
Duh. Don't let people drain you.
Oh, that's
don't
nice.
Let people drain you. How stupid was that?
That's a good one for
how
you.
Stupid was that? How stupid was that? Let me tell you a secret. You may not believe this, but you will when it comes time. You could pull out.
No, you know what my niece was talking about when she, when I told her, when she said she doesn't want to meet you, I told her about your waterfalls.
My son Paul comes in. I say, hi, Paul. What's your name, Paul? Hi, Paul. Comes in again.
What's she talking about? Like she hasn't met
She
me.
Has not met Cheryl Prolapse.
Oh.
Idiot ass.
My son Paul comes in. I say, hi, Paul. He said, what's your name, Paul?
Oh,
hi, Paul.
Paul.
Comes in again.
Yeah.
What's your name, Paul? Oh, Paul. Nice to meet you. Nice. I've met two Pauls. What's the chances of that? How narcissistic is that? Don't you get tired of hearing yourself? Isn't that depressing?
That's. Yeah. You know what the title of that clip is?
Cheryl.
Exactly. How did you know?
It's nice that you hear me. I'm Cheryl Madge.
Me. Why does he fly his fat ass over there?
What's he talking about?
Why does he fly his fat ass? Why does he fly his fat ass over there? She said the other day that he looked bloated. I have another girlfriend who belongs to this group in LA that thinks you have worms and toads in your nose. You know, they were abused.
Wow.
Wait, I lost.
I had one woman who said to me, the guy ticker taped, watch the electricity. She was smart enough to have it checked and found out that if she hadn't, there would have been a fire. So they do save our lives, the same as angels do. We ask the question, but we can't shut up long enough to hear it. They warn you, but do we listen? Now, don't get gluttonous. Now, don't get gluttonous. Now, don't get gluttonous.
Okay, so that completes the first new... That completes Saggy Sylvia. That's just one. That's Saggy Sylvia's show.
It was amazing.
You ready for Seductive Sylvia? Oh, we might have heard these before, though. Meet on Friday. Yeah, I think we've heard a lot of these actually, but we'll try them.
That's a good question from the audience. I wonder what Sylvia's nipples look like. I never seen them.
They are sentinel figures like rocks.
Oh,
well, there's your answer.
Her nipples?
Any other questions about Sylvia I can help with? Which one, where does her vagina, where does her clit hang?
No. Our guides stand to the right of us. I don't know why they stand to the right of us, but they always stand to the right.
What does she say when she wants to get fucked?
Whether I'm going to be a nun or whether I'm going to be a mother or, you know, if I'm going to be a salesperson, whatever I'm going to be, don't ever enter my body. Oh, my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh, Lord God. Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor. There might have been drugs or alcohol on the other side that made us right. It's always, but what if? But what if?
We've heard these.
Right? By surviving this hellhole.
Have you heard these, this holder or not?
Excuse me?
Everything is passing. It all passes. We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11. Somebody could tell us that we were ugly, shut up. No.
Yep. Yes.
Just take aim and do it. You don't mean to tell me. A woman who's been married to a man for 35 years and he runs off with a 19-year-old, she's going to go, have a nice day. I've been violated in some way. Is that another God that made them? No. No. There is no limbo. Can you imagine all these little babies flopping around on limbo? Come on. Yes. On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you...
Have you heard these?
Yes.
Well, then say so. You're just being a brain-dead idiot. You did not. I asked you, and you're like...
You're making me sound like Sylvia Brown.
No, you're an idiot. You're making yourself sound like that, because you're one.
You're mean.
You're one of the... Yes. Let's see. What was the name of my holder? Double holder. I lost my place.
Clitoris.
How down? How down?
I had a clitorectomy 2 weeks ago, and I still feel numb.
Okay, now, is this? Oh, I think this is a totally new one, because there's no...
I'm going to move to Austin, Cheryl. Texas, so I can become famous and be a hipster.
Okay, this is called Sylvia's Mange.
I want to be a hipster like Wasabi.
You can't be.
Okay.
You're too ugly, and you can't wear skinny jeans because your prolapse clog them.
Can I be like Adam?
I want you now to, in your mind, think of any person, place, or coon. They don't necessarily have to be bad. They just might be dreaming. And attacking you. They don't...
I haven't even listened to this one yet.
You must put that in my hole. I need that
I
in my
want
holder.
You.
Okay, this is called Sylvia's Mange. Just remind me after and I'll put it in.
I want you now to, in your mind, think of any person, place, or coon. They don't necessarily have to be bad. They just might be draining you and attacking you. They don't even know why. But let's say, also, let's get the premeditated ones. Let's white light them. Thick.
White
heavy.
Light them,
yeah. These are good ones.
Deep breath. Deep breath. I can't read for you. You're like me. And I said, damn. That makes you stupid, me smart. Man has made it so that we're not supposed to have any brains. And you've read it in my books, and you know what I'm going to say is love God, do good, and then shut up and go home. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you feel so light, and yet you feel protected. You don't feel so heavy.
I bet Dolores does. I bet Dolores still feels heavy, don't you think? Cheryl?
Excuse me.
You're an idiot.
Now I lost my place. Which one was that?
You're an idiot.
You know what? For now on, I'm going to say the names of them. This is called Book... book summary.
And you've read it in my books, and you know what I'm going to say is love God, do good, and then shut up and go.
And all of a sudden, you feel so light.
Is this...
So, you men listening to this, protect your throat.
Yeah. This is called custard.
As thick as a custard, almost. As a jello.
Gross.
This is called no.
People say God's abandoned me. No.
This is called fight dirt.
She say, you know, you fight dirt all your life and then you're buried 6 feet under it. Kind of depressing, but it's true.
Okay, and this next one is called Sylvia Summarizes Her Fans.
People will come to me and say, look, I haven't done anything with my life.
This is called Course.
Am I ever going to pass this? Am I ever going to get through this damn course?
God help me.
God help me, God help me, God help me, God help me. We can't shut up long enough for him to help us.
Countdown.
On the count of three, bring yourself up, all the way up, feeling absolutely marvelous.
She sounds so young.
Yeah.
One, two.
This is called wet.
If you had tears, don't be upset. Just means you went very low. If you didn't have tears, don't be upset. But some people get very upset if they cry. It's just because you've just really released.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if she was young or if these are just at a high speed what.
Mitch, have you ever seen that guy, James Randi, who hates
Do you know, I've seen... I saw him actually live when I was a kid. Well, not when I was
did
a kid.
Did he talk about Sylvia Talon?
He was called The Amazing Randi, and he did what he did. He debunks things, yeah. I saw him at a school.
I watched a TED Talk by him.
Yeah,
and he was so old and cranky and talked about Sylvia, and he hates her so much.
And is that the one where he takes the pills? Yeah, I saw that, big deal.
Even through the pelvic girdle, up through the spinal column, and ask for any pain that you have, become like a fiery red ball. And maybe you didn't know this. That's why the monks shave the top of their head, the tonsure. Because they believe that
Brannick
sounds like a chipmunk.
Boom. March 10th. Froze. In Tennessee.
What?
South America. Not same bridge, but a bridge. Brother hated him. Poisoned him. Three. Now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This is called vegetables.
Don't touch those vegetables. They could be poison.
This is called subconsciousness.
I like to use the word superconscious because subconscious sounds like something Freudian that's underneath and nobody can get at it.
Typical day.
Because I was so bogged down with police cases and 20 readings a day, I couldn't get out.
Francine fingers your third eye.
Some years ago, my guide said, Francine said to us, take your index finger... And you put it right in the place where your third eye is and say, I do not choose to accept this tape. How ridiculous is that? That's just as stupid as what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Wait. This is guru.
Don't put anyone up on a pedestal higher than yourself that is your guru, your master.
Kitty Sue.
Kathy really did like black pearl earring in her nose, and her cat's name was Kitty Sue or whatever.
Paris.
So just by going back home, we've just completed this hell of a journey here.
Oh, no, that's good for me, yeah.
We're all...
Cult of Sylvia uniform.
We're all going to wear black skirts and white blouses. We're all going to look to Sylvia Brown to be the new messiah.
Dark Osama.
Even with dark entities like Osama bin Laden and people like that, she says, we have to have them.
Silent Francine.
Francine being my spirit guide. I have never heard her ever. The tunnel's crowded.
That's an old one, but I think I don't remember hearing that before.
If you can't see anything, you're not going to be able to find your car when you leave here. That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills.
Yep. Now that completes the Sylvia's mange holder. The forgotten double holder. What about that? No, I think we heard those. Yes, we did hear forgotten double holder. What is this pee hole discovery, though?
I run my hand along the whole buttocks area. All of a sudden, my finger hits something that's rough. And I notice, my goodness. Oh, shit. It's a pee hole. Another one. I should get a big badge for that.
You didn't hear that one before?
What?
Here.
No, I run my hand.
Okay, hold on.
Along the whole buttocks area.
Wait, all let me rewind. Hold on.
I run my hand along the whole buttocks area. All of a sudden, my finger hits something that's rough. and I notice, oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. It's a pee hole. Another one. I should get a big badge for that.
Yeah.
Madge, I want that in my holder. Why did the other one in my holder?
The fly
is
fat ass over there.
Put those two in my holder.
I'll put my ass in your holder. Send me a present.
Do it now.
Yeah, I'll do it as soon as I get my Amazon gift girdle. And by the way, speaking of Amazon, thank you for the two people that gave me presents.
You only got two presents?
Yeah, because you didn't do a show with me that day. That was the whole point.
Well, tonight is your birthday, Grum.
It is not my birthday anymore, asshole.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody. So that man isn't mad at me anymore.
I got $55 on Amazon. Thank you very
much. That's all.
And I need at least $45 more because I can get an Apple TV and put it in my sister's house.
And then so that you can also get Amazon Prime. You need $79.
I am not paying that. You promised me that.
Well, I have to kick somebody off of my Amazon then.
Sylvain Muldoon.
I can't kick my girlfriend off.
People with kinetic energy, you'll know it because your toasters won't work.
Yeah, your toaster. He
re-enters his body. And starts making
my problem. I'm
your
not the one that
great
made the
aunt
promise.
Or your sister-in-law.
You fuck you.
So what else do we have here?
Yeah.
Madge became friends with Isis Vermouth. Well, that's nice. Vera's drunk, obviously.
I can't kick any of these people off.
Not my problem. Your problem.
Idle black hands are the devil's playground.
Is that heavy? Pickle.
So what about the Santorum video? Should I play the April Fool's video for the dorm?
Yes.
That was nice, wasn't it? You like
people
that?
People are very upset that you were not selling the DVD again.
I don't have a house. I don't have a factory to make it in anymore.
What?
You know what? You had plenty of time to buy the goddamn DVD.
I'm not talking about that DVD. I'm talking about the dorm.
Which one?
The April Fool's DVD. You remember last year?
Oh, right. Yes, that's true.
They were so upset.
Can you read? Well, I want you to read. Well, we'll play the video, and then I want you to read that email I sent you, if you have it, that put where the comment that somebody wrote in complaining about the... But don't read it till after I play the thing holder. Felch. It's called Felch? Felch?
Felching Felch.
Oh, shit. Felch Trailer V2?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm not asking. I'm just rhetoricating.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Felch. Oh, God damn it. Felch Trailer V2. Checking it in. N8. Damn you, filthy whore.
You're a satyr plot.
Stop with the satyr bullshit. Okay, I need to switch
someone
to Holder Vision.
Send you a satyr.
I need to get Holder Vision working first. Launch desktop presenter on this computer.
Send you a satyr.
Cheryl, do you know I did two yoga classes back-to-back today?
For Passover?
Yes, that's right, for Passover. Yeah. I passed over.
Yeah. I'm so angry at this audience.
Why?
Because I know at least three of them have Amazon Prime.
You know what? It's your fault. Because they know it's your fault.
It's not my fault. I cannot take these people off. They're on welfare.
No, you made a promise. To me.
Well, sometimes you...
Well, you'll have to get another Amazon Prime then, I guess.
I guess so.
You have to double up. Okay, you see my holder vision?
I have a double membership. I have a double thing.
Cheryl, you're going to have to just play the music because I'm not going to... I'm just going to play it now through the holder vision. You won't see it because you're an idiot. No countdowns, nothing like that because I don't have time for that bullshit.
Stupid, I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yay. Now, do you have the comment ready?
Yes.
You do? Good girl. You did it. Okay, what does it say?
Quote, this is your worst DVD. I am disappointed in you. This just plain nasty. Quote, fucking disgusting. Ew, I am sick to my stomach. Quote, this movie is the most disgusting thing I've seen. Feces and filth without apology. I was shocked that you put this embarrassing mess on the market. From Philip.
Feces and what? Filth?
Yes. Without apology. That's a good quote to use on the DVD jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sorry, I'm holder agitating. All right. Do we have any new items in the holder or no?
From Philip Flacholder?
Cheryl. No.
With all truthfulness, I love Hitler.
Yeah. I think you may be taking that out of context. God, this fucking shit is so loud. Oh, I really need a house, Cheryl. I need a home. No longer a less. So what else, Cheryl? What else, whore? What else? What you got for me? Do we have anything in the holder? Did we even do anything in the last... yeah, no. Probably not, right?
Probably. Probably stuff from Wasabi School. Cheryl. Like, that's so Reagan.
What we need to do is talk to you. We need an intervention.
Okay.
With you and my audience.
You know, I had to redo my whole fucking website. Did you see that?
No,
someone,
I didn't see that.
Some fucking bot shit hacked into my website.
Okay.
And it was all fucked up. And so I just had to redo the entire thing.
Yeah,
it was a failure.
When
it
my website gets hacked, I just leave
WordPress
it.
WordPress 3.1 ever. Excuse me?
When my WordPress gets hacked, I has to leave it.
I can't. I got a responsibility. I know Anonymous attacked me.
What about this Lips? I don't know if you saw the... Love Those Lips, Volume 7. Did you see that?
No.
You don't read your holder. You don't even read your Twitter. You don't even read your Twitters anymore. Your Twitter sheets. Look at this. It's on the screen, I think. Jesus, I don't even know how it works anymore. You see it yet? Love Those Lips, Volume 7. 3+ hours.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well, Cheryl, somebody used to tell me that her mama used to say, and I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, but I'm going to have to tell it to you again now, colon. I ain't going to tell you that dick ain't good because dick is good, but don't let it rule your life.
Don't let it rule your life.
And don't let it blow off Madge.
It's not Madge. I was
at bullshit. Ever since you had this dick,
I was
you ain't been doing no grumps. You ain't been doing no grums with me.
Man,
you're
were,
like, I got
we
5 seconds
to
do a show. I got 5 seconds to do a show. We can do a mini grum for 3.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Why you gotta hate on my girl?
I'm doing an intervention. Is the chat room saying anything? I don't even know where it is.
Not really.
Assholes.
Slave to the dick.
I ain't going to tell you that dick ain't good because dick is good, but don't let it rule your life.
Yeah.
I'm working on a new video series, Cheryl.
About?
Bathhouse advice. Advice for the bath, etiquette for the bathhouse.
Oh, you sound like Foff.
Yeah. What?
It's very Foff of you.
Do they do that?
Yes.
I don't think they would do it the way I do it.
They've done programs for the bathhouse.
Yeah, but that's different.
They have one of their sponsors is Steamworks.
Yeah, but this is different. This is ironic.
It doesn't sound very ironic. It sounds horrible.
Well, you know what? You're horrible, so fuck you.
Yeah. Why don't you try something to rip a nail? Like Sylvia Brown. That's good. Now listen. How's Agatha?
Why are you asking about Agatha?
So you just, I automatically connected bathhouse to that.
Well, she's
thing.
Desperate to take your place. She emails me. And you're still? Walking on thin ice because Agatha might just replace Cheryl. And at least she'll show up because she desperately wants to do stuff.
Aye, so. Aye, aye. Now, what about Prep? Is she still alive?
I haven't talked to her in a while, like a year. So, no.
She isn't giving you any new work.
Who is this? No, I don't think Agatha has Amazon Prime, Wasabi. And who is this Reels Niggas person? It's a little bit feisty.
Why doesn't Wasabi have it?
Listen to this. Yes. Once you forget your fans, you forget who you are. But there's only two people talking. Oh, John Kobeck is there. He's my biggest fan right now, literally. And Edith is there. And who is this?
I like Edith.
Reels Niggas. Who is this? This is a mystery.
No.
Who is this Reels Niggas? I need to know. Who are you? Give me a hint. I know everyone who listens to this show. There's only a half a dozen people. I'm your biggest fan, Andy Melton. Oh, no, it's John Kobeck changed his name? No.
Your dad?
From Washington, D.C. Per Fandy, D.C. Stink hair in D.C., Cheryl. Who's from D.C.? Somebody fat and black, because that's where the blacks are. Where they're in government. I'm new, invited by Wasabi. Well, that's good. Cheryl, you're useless today.
Is it Wasabi's man?
Tell me something interesting. Don't you want to know about my life and coming back and all that sort of thing? Or no, you don't care.
Not really.
No.
What happened?
Oh, you obviously don't listen to my podcast anymore, so you don't know. Asshole.
I've been busy.
You haven't been busy. Fuck you.
I've been aborting, okay?
Well, I look at it as... I hate this fan noise. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Well, the problem is there's interference in this room. So I don't know which is worse. Is the fan noise worse than the... I'm not in France.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God I left that fucking country.
You feel better now that you're back.
Yeah, and I stiffed my fucking landlord. It made me real happy. Fucking asshole. You know what I did, Cheryl? This is kind of good. I had it all planned because I told him I was leaving on March 30th, which is my birthday, which you forgot about so rudely and didn't give me a present for and didn't renew my Amazon Prime and didn't do a show with me so I couldn't get presents.
I'll give you a fucking present, Mary.
Yeah. So I told him I was leaving on March 30th, knowing full well I was leaving on March 27th, because I knew he was going to try and, like, be a douchebag and, like, try to get me to pay some bill. And my whole thing is I was afraid that he would, like, take the keys if I didn't pay him or, you know, or, God forbid, steal my laptop or my iPagina, this sort of thing. By the way, I have a Retina on my iPad now. Anyway.
What happened to your old one?
I sold it to my niece. But anyway, I have a Retina display. You can get fucked. And so I left and I texted him, the landlord, and I from the airplane because I wanted to make sure I was like taxiing. And I said, "Oh, guess what? I left today. See you later." And I texted him, took the SIM card out, the French SIM card. That's the end of France. Plane took off. When I landed, 9.5 hours later, when I landed. He sent me a bill for gas for 250 euros. And I just laughed, you know, because I'm just like, you know, exclamation point, keystroke on Google Mail. He's like, junk mail, goodbye.
What did he say?
End of I Dream of Genie bottle. Oh, he just kept asking questions. I just ignored him at that point. I didn't even read his emails. But he emailed me a bunch of times. Saying, hey, well, he said, like, hey, bud. He called me buddy. hey, bud.
He gonna find you.
I'm a lesbian.
He gonna find you.
Yeah. He's like, hey, buddy, I hope we're still gonna be friends. You know, you can come over to my place anytime and smell my wife's disgusting vagina smell. You know what I mean? I'll cook couscous and you'll smell her couscous. You know what I'm saying?
Could you smell her fish?
Yes. Whenever I'd go over to their house, it smelled like pussy because they would fuck all the time. It was disgusting. It was a studio apartment. And, like, how do you...
It smelled like stale old woman pussy?
No, it smelled like fresh fish. Not fish.
Seafood paella.
Cheryl, period does not smell like fish. You are a misogynist. And that's...
Mine right. does. Man.
I'm sorry, you're making me laugh so hard.
You're so... Shut up, I'm tired.
Look at how I have to hold this microphone because I can't fucking get this.
Just because you're a connoisseur.
Of what?
Chargon?
Mm-hmm. People like complain like you didn't do a show in so long. So now we're doing a show and I just keep thinking, this
no
sucks.
One cares.
Yeah, no one cares and it sucks. I don't blame them. And then tomorrow I'm recording a show with Rachel.
Oh, well, why the fuck are you doing that, TM Registered Copyright?
I happen to like her on the program, actually. And I have a good time.
Well, I don't.
And guess what? She remembers my birthday properly.
What'd she give you?
Well, she didn't give me a present, but she called me and she was a nice girl.
Man.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a present to be nice. You just could be thoughtful and not a stupid whore. How about that? Try that one on for size, stupid.
What do
bitch.
I have to do to make it up to you?
Well, you have to give me a present because you missed the window for being nice.
What if you're poor?
Poor people don't spend $70 a year on Amazon Prime, so you're not poor, whore.
What are you talking about?
I would like $45.
What?
I would like $45 in an Amazon gift certificate so I can get an Apple TV from you. Okay? Okay.
No.
I don't want PayPal. I want it on a goddamn Amazon so that I'm forced to buy this goddamn
shit. Okay, I'll raise the money for you right now.
All right.
All right.
Oh, and also, I'm not done. I also...
Edith. Okay, Edith, her email address... is bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Please send her $45 she can get the.
But for
Apple
the
TV.
My Amazon address is rishi@hotmail.com. But the bloated, it doesn't matter.
Matter. Yeah. It sends you the code.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But if you're going to enter to your Amazon Prime, then you want to use rishi@hotmail.com.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for trying to get other people to buy me presents. That's worth something. The other present I need is a bit more expensive, Cheryl. Are you ready? And
new computer?
No, it's actually, but it's probably more than that would cost. I want to go on a yoga retreat in Mexico. It's at the end of the year. And the retreat is $2,000, but that doesn't include transportation or lodging. So I think it's like maybe $3,000.
Okay, it's really cheap.
Yeah. Downward
when
facing
dog. When I went to Yuma,
dog.
Arizona, it was cheaper than that.
Yeah. Downward facing dog. Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
So, yeah. So you're a whore.
Yeah, that's a retarded. That's retarded.
Well, I wasn't asking for your opinion. I was asking for $3,000.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't even have a dollar to my name right now.
Well, yeah.
I have to sell these stem cells to try to even make it through the next 3 days.
Nobody wants your stem cells. They're ugly, like you.
But you can make them into anything.
Stem. You don't even say it right. It's stem cell. Stem cell.
Hey.
Stem cell.
You've been with the blacks too much lately.
My stem cell. I haven't even seen
now,
the
at the dorm. At the dorm, have they been wearing their hoodies?
What?
Their hoodies.
Of course. Everybody wears hoodies at the dorm. I wear a hoodie.
Well, I mean, in remembrance of, you know,
LeVon or whatever.
Madge.
What?
LeVon.
I'm going to put on an oldie but goodie for us to remember, since this show is getting very boring.
I don't even know her name, and then you called her LeVon, which means white in Hebrew.
Okay, I'm going to, for my last
this is a reunion.
I'm going to show my softer side and do a song, a love song called
love
The
song.
Rose. There it goes.
Yeah. Some say love.
Some say love. It is a real word
that girdles and young chicken and N-word.
Some say love. It is a real
girdle nigger. Oops. It skirts my vagina. Big tooth. One tooth.
Some say love.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. That nickel. And your chicken, and chicken, and nickel. Some say chicken.
It is a flower.
And chicken. Lord's hand. Large hands and camera. I'm afraid of prolapsing my vagina. Let's check the holder. Was there anything new in there? Next crumb. We don't even make. Are you awake?
With all truthfulness.
No.
Oh, that's, you already played that. What's this goatsy billboard? No, this is new.
Man, put those things in my holder right now.
These are in your holder.
No, the coon.
Nope.
And then the other one.
I'm not ready to do that yet for you. I haven't gotten my money.
Are we going to be done grumming soon? I have to go to sleep. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, but you know what? It's only been an hour, and I don't believe I've gotten my money yet to buy my Apple television.
Oh, give her your money.
And it's got to be an Amazon gift certificate. Are you watching the screen? You like this one, right? I'll read it to you. It says, they be all like, you need pants to fly.
I love that one. Was that from Wasabi, I think?
I don't remember.
I think it was from Wasabi. Man,
this is, can I have a cigarette?
Email.
This one's called Can I Have a Cigarette?
Check your email.
I'm just a sex cunt. I can't check it now because I'm on the...
I'm right here. What you say? You're going to be on TV, baby.
Nah, and then that's all I say.
What?
What the wind blow. It wasn't necessarily good.
How that blast?
Blow. It's the germ that we breathe in our system that make us sick.
It make us sick, huh?
The germs, we are, but not the wind or the cold.
Hey, man, this is the weird side, man.
You're lying.
What you need?
I booze your body, goddamn. But... May I have a cigarette?
Why are you laughing like that? God.
Hey, because I know my need from my wants.
You got warrants?
A cigarette. Now I know I need air pollution.
Hey, you're going to make $1 million, lady, I swear to God. Keep talking, you're going to make some millions, I swear to God.
And don't tell me when I want, because what I need is when I want.
You say... It's going to be all right. No. Jesus is still her. He gonna
hey,
love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus is still her, he said.
I like her cannoli.
She high.
Jesus again.
Shut the fuck up!
She got some big ass titties. Mm-hmm. Was that a man or a woman? That was a good one.
What that is was this? From Strip Club DJ.
This is nice. Well, I know somebody that works for the Fail Blog, actually. You know him, too.
Who?
I am not going to say it because I don't want to connect it and don't try to guess.
Type it in.
No. I have the pussy. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What's this large thing? Oh, my God, Cheryl. Is that? No. Oh, now, you know, we're going to end up having to watch that horrible fatty we haven't seen in a while. Lawsuit claims this Paula Deen, SBB abortion.
Take a golden scissors and break or cut that umbilical cord. Move.
Not even diabetes can stop me from growing my toenails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice black pop, thanks.
Yes.
I'm not clicking on these web links.
Why?
Oh my God!
Yeah, you have to watch.
Have you seen Soul Plane?
Addiction one.
Oh Jesus Christ! Really?
So good with the urine drinking.
All right, fine. Which one is it? What's the name of the link?
One moment. My Strange Addiction.
Okay. I'm double clicking.
Open it in Firefox so there's no commercial.
Oh fuck! Now you're telling me. I don't have the clip the add-on in anyway. We'll watch the commercial. It'll be nice. We like commercials.
We'll like support the TLC DVD.
I mean, yeah, they deserve support for as much
as
we
support. At Pedigree, everything we do is for the love of dogs. So we've added more healthy ingredients to every bag we make. Because we believe every dog deserves leading nutrition. From wet nose to wiggly butt.
Prolapse.
Pedigree.
Oh, well.
My name is Carrie. I've been addicted to drinking my urine for over 4 years.
Jesus
Carrie
Christ.
Carrie has consumed over 900 gallons of urine since her addiction began.
Jesus.
But drinking out of a glass isn't the only way Carrie gets her fix.
Look at her neck.
This is a neti pot. I use it for nasal drinking.
Oh my God.
You gotta do it just right and breathe at the same time while you're just putting a little teeny bit in there and pouring the same time. When you're nasal drinking, the pain is different than any pain you've ever experienced.
Most people in Carrie's life don't know about her unusual addiction.
Well, they sure do now.
Today, she's finally ready to tell her friend Denise what she does behind closed
doors.
I'm kind of nervous.
Doesn't she smell it?
I feel naked and vulnerable because there's so much judgment that goes on.
I don't judge
you. I've accepted it's taboo. Oh, I had a dream. Okay. And I've been doing something kind of addictively ever since. Okay. I drink almost all the urine that comes out of my body.
You don't look like it.
All of it.
Your skin looks green.
She smells horrible.
Really?
After 4 years.
Oh, so you've been doing that 4 years?
All day, every day. I drink it through my eyes.
Like an eyedropper.
It's a little cup I use called an eye cup. Only I put urine in there and try and keep it all for 5 minutes. And I rub my teeth with it. Mm-hmm. And I rub it, the old, like save it for a week or two. Or mm-hmm. I rub the age stuff on my skin all over.
You look young from it. Cheryl.
Is that amazing? Neti Pot, just like you use.
Cheryl, she's the first person on My Strange Addiction to not be black, I think, isn't she?
One of the first.
When I inspect homes, I can't be enough.
Stop with these fucking ads. That was horrible, Cheryl. I hate you.
I knew you would like that, though.
But look at her skin. She looks so young from that urine. I'm going to try it. She looks great.
You should do the Neti Pot. It hurts, but it hurts good.
Oh, are there questions? Let's see. Strip club. Would you like strip club to us to call you? I'd be happy to call you. We need to call someone because Cheryl is boring the fuck out of me today.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
I just had some ice cream. It was delicious.
All right. Now that I'm off of... I don't see
check
you on...
Check your email.
I don't see you on there, strip club DJ. I don't see you.
Check
you.
Check your email from Edith.
No J-Maids. Yeah, what about your fans? Yeah, good question.
Check your email.
There aren't any. I heard you that first 800 times.
Hey, Madge.
I'm checking it. What?
Madge.
What happened to my... Oh, there I am. Sorry.
Why'd you go black?
Because, well, I obviously went back. Oh, I got an Amazon Prime invitation.
From who, Edith?
Hey, yeah, girl.
See, look how I was fixing that.
Hey.
Look how... Hey. Edith saves it again. Hey. Edith, you are amazing. Hey. Told you to get Amazon Prime back, you little nickel puss.
Hey. Thanks, Edith. Please visit the link below. You will need to enter the name and birthday of the membership owner as well as your own birthday. What?
Uh-oh. Oh,
fuck.
You have to prove that you know her.
Edith, can you email me that information? I'm sorry. I don't know why they need to know how old you are, but maybe they just need the first, you know, the...
Why do you have to go and be so complicated?
Birthday. But everybody knows each other's birthdays from Facebook. Or they must need to know the year then, I guess.
Right? Yeah, because they want to make sure that you're related and, quote, in the same household.
Uh-huh.
She just put... She crazy.
Can you email me your birthday, please? Yeah. This is exciting. Edith
is very nice.
I don't remember them having to know. It says enter Edith Bunker's birthday. Oh, no, it just needs the month and the day. Well, that's fucking easy.
Edith is just so wonderful.
Isn't
unlike
she?
A lot of these listeners who don't do anything.
Yeah, but Cheryl, we haven't done any shows. Can you blame them, really? Seriously. Why should they? We don't do. I've even done shows more than you. I've done shows though, but not very many. Not enough for them, obviously. But you haven't done shit.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did a whore hoe? Huh? When was the last time you did a whore hoe? When was the last time you did a whore hoe, Cheryl? When?
Yeah.
Does she live in Massive Tushy?
Ew.
Where's her birthday? Okay, I see. She
minutes.
Even puts her year on there. Wow, good for you. I'm much older than her.
I've got to go soon.
I don't care. You need to go, you know where you need to go? You need to go to hell. You know, I was talking to a friend today. You'll like the show. A friend of mine, Patrick, he's been on the show. Remember when he visited? And his mother is a staunch Catholic.
Yep.
And he said, oh, he was on the phone. He's like, his mother's in the background. She's like, oh, Madge is Jewish. Jews don't go to hell, right? And I said, nope. She goes, and his mother goes in the back. He goes to his mother. He goes, Madge says Jews don't go to hell. She goes, yeah, well, they will when they... No, Jews don't believe in hell. And she goes, yeah, well, they'll believe in it when they get there. Never mind.
Yep. It's okay, true.
What did I say her birthday was? Oh, I didn't say. June. I don't want to say it out loud because maybe that's, you know, all these thousands of people listening might try and.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, lots. Loads. Like,
I
as
mean,
in.
Just since I haven't been podcasting, I've gotten even more. I have the most popular podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see.
Number one gay themed podcast. Yep.
She'd look 100 pound bigger. I lost it again. I'm going to have to say it out loud, I think, because I keep forgetting her birthday.
June 21st, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
June 21st.
Was it 21st or 24th?
First.
Better be.
Yep.
All right. Don't lie to me.
Yep.
June 21st.
Imagine I'm dying here.
I don't care if you're dying. Oh, thank you for joining Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Default shipping address. Well, that's wrong.
Free fast shipping, TM.
I'm a member of the family now. I'm a member of the Boncour family. Thank you very much, Edith. You're wonderful. Much more wonderful than Cheryl, who is pretty much as worthless yep. as a pimple on a dick as a friend of mine who died.
Well, at
recently.
Least I got you Amazon Prime. You can't say I didn't give you
You
anything.
Didn't. Edith did.
I worked pretty hard. I worked pretty hard to give you that.
And I got a $15 from Matt. Thank you. And it's a gift certificate that's from Amazon. This is awesome. Yes.
Please.
I'm closer.
Are they a new sponsor of your Grom?
I only need $30 more of Amazon gift card.
Are they a sponsor of your Grom?
Who?
Amazon.
No. I know. But I do have sponsors. I should do that, actually. Now that I'm in this commission junction thing. Yeah, I can sponsor because that's what I do. Well, never mind. I don't have another site that about douches.
How's that working out for you? I mean, your
good.
Friend.
Fine. Apply to your account.
Yeah, you send emails.
Okay, so now I have $70 in my Amazoniest. So, Cheryl, baby needs a new pair of shoes and an Apple TV. I would like $30 from the audience, please. What can I offer
and
them
then
in return?
Go.
God, yes. Did you see this shit eater on the douchebags of Grindr?
Yep.
It's kind of fun, I think. Like, why does a shit eater not get 5 stars of the douchiest? How do you?
It's not very douchey.
What? It's not? Not for you, because you eat the duty as well.
Yep.
Yeah, you do. You sure do. Was there what else was in this holder? Anything else about drinking urine or something good like that? Let's see. Abortions.
I don't
poll.
Think so.
Who, what is this? She had it coming. Riot.
Did you see the need an abortion one? That's a good one.
Okay.
And let Kirk, it's Kirk Johnson.
Goatsy Kirk? Or the other Kirk? Yeah. I don't like that abortion one.
What's good, ladies?
Dr. Oz questions.
Nothing too personal.
Sometimes when I go for a pee, a number two kind of pops out.
So number two sneaks out when you're going number one?
Yes. Oh my God, surprise.
How bad do hemorrhoids have to get before you actually have something done?
It's like right when I get to the bathroom, I leak all over.
Cheryl, I'm so upset about this new collapse line because it just keeps fucking me up. Every time it cuts me a little bit, nickel chicken. Oh. And I was trying to play a nice clip for you, mostly having to do with, wash good ladies. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I think I just did it again. No, stay on this page. Fucking shit. Wash good ladies.
Wash good ladies.
Wash good ladies. I don't understand what she's saying, though, Cheryl. She gave me your mail, know what I'm saying? Let's try it again.
Wash good ladies.
She gave me your mailing and phone number, I think. And you must have moved, Cheryl.
What's good, ladies?
You know what I'm saying?
She gave your mailing, you know what I'm saying?
She gave me your mail, you know what I'm saying? I've already done this.
There's another one.
Honey.
What's good, ladies? You know what I'm saying? Ladies, what's good, ladies? Cheryl, you're an idiot. You leave an outgoing message as if you still do a program. Leave me a message.
Can you play No He Didn't by E-Gig?
You mean you might use it on your own program, Madge? You mean I might stick it in the goddamn Dropbox holder and you can use it on your own show? In other words, Madge, you're the only person that calls me because I don't even do a program. My name's Nick Muller, Nick Walsh, Nick Dirty, Dirty Coon.
Jesus, what? Cheryl, who's impersonating me?
Hilaire. And so you don't even do a program, but...
It's you, Cheryl.
E-Gags.
Cheryl, you stupid, filthy, dirty cunt. I was going to leave you a nice message about Septabone, and I called the Clips line, and guess what I heard? Oh, why don't we play it for you now?
Septabone.
Fuck that. Hold on. Let me try that again.
Again. I know Septabone.
No, don't fucking work at all. Acceptable.
Leave her voice
now. Fuck you, whore. Oh, fuck. She won't even talk now.
What's good, ladies?
Anyway, you let it expire just like I let my old number, which is 266-888, cunt. You let it expire because nobody called you in a fucking month.
Yeah.
What is your new lips line? Whore?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to Holder Vision now because you got to see this Whitney Houston thing from the duo. It's funny. GoWhitney.jpg.
But I'm tired.
I don't care. Look at Whitney. Fly. Fly, angel. Fly. She did.
I don't do line, babe. It's nice.
Now, what was the thing you just said? No, he didn't. You wanted? This is... better be good because I need something.
Yeah, but you just fast forward a little bit.
Oh, great. Thanks for editing. How much to fast forward?
You know, just everybody telling everybody on my phone.
It's so happy black. Birthday.
Everything was different. A pina colada thing. I told him, I was like, you know, I'm celibate. I'm 4 months celibate. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at him. And I got a box of condoms. They two different sizes of one, the Magnums, and one is the cheap ass Lifestyles. I put them all in one box, you know,
because
I wasn't fucking at all. I was celibate for 4 months, y'all. So, you know, I'm ready to get it in. So
get it in.
I want to touch on him first before I, you know, invite him to the room and see how big his shit is, so I know which condom to pull out, you know. So I'm trying to touch the dick and shit. He moving my hand away, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he a bitch or some shit, and I'm the nigga, you know, and shit. So I'm like, I know this nigga ain't no bitch, you know, because I seen a whole bunch of goddamn it, Maury and goddamn it, Jerry Springer shows. So I said, okay, let me touch up here in the chest area, because although some of them bitches be trying to act like niggas, they still have titties. So let me see if this nigga got titties and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm touching and shit. I don't touch no titties. He ain't moving my hand. He letting me do it freely. So, okay, let me scratch off the fact that he not no bitch, you know. I'm still wondering why this nigga not letting me touch his dick and shit. So I was like, fuck this shit. I'm ready to fuck. I stood up, because we in the living room. I stood up, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? I grabbed this hand.
I'm sorry, is she wearing a piece of broken glass on her necklace?
Because he was still sitting down. I grabbed his hand, pulled him up to stand up, too. He stood, I was like, let's go in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to pull him towards the room. He pulled me towards him, back towards him, away from the room, and he gave me a hug, y'all. This nigga kissed me on my cheek and on my forehead, y'all. Grabbed his motherfucking keys, and walk to the damn staircase to walk out the damn door. So I was like, what the fuck is you doing? He said, I told you that I was celibate and I got more willpower than you.
Geeks.
Y'all, I was so fucking mad because my pussy all wet. Oh. I'm ready to get... I'm in heels. I got on a dress with this... It's like a corset type of, you know teddy type of thing on up under the dress. I'm ready to take it off because it's sucking in my goddamn gut and shit. I want him to undress me. Let's fuck, you know. Maybe foreplay, whatever. Look Let's down, get the baby. Shit on. You know what I'm saying? Because we grown motherfucking people, you know? So, I'm like, he got me all this hot and bothered and all this other shit. So, him to walk up and say he ready to go because he celibate and shit. Y'all, I really thought he was playing when he said he was celibate. But
very nice gigs.
I'm glad you enjoyed her.
That was a good story. I thought it would end better. Like, he got a little ass dick.
No, she just goes on and on. She's high.
And yeah. This beautiful artwork of Whitney. God, did you read her autopsy report? It was kind of interesting.
No.
Yeah.
What did it say?
Her wig was really tight.
Mash.
That's what it said.
Did it say something about her charcoal briquette?
No.
Fly away, beautiful angel. We did that crime already, man.
Did you notice that, I forgot.
No.
What about, weren't there some new clips from that your disgusting fat, that horrible fat thing? Is he dead yet, or what?
Who?
That horrible fat boy that makes cakes, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, he's not dead.
The one that Timmy loves. He's always in the hospital and shit. He's not dead?
No, he just closed his YouTube again and opened it up again.
He closed his YouTube?
Yeah.
Why he do that?
John Astante.
Why he do that?
Because he's fired.
All right, I think we're done, even though I didn't get it. No, I need money. I need $30 more in my Amazon participle.
Me too. I'm glad I got a lot. At least we got something from a Patrick. Even though he couldn't make it.
Yes, thank you, Patrick. He's always good for that.
He's very nice.
Cheryl, do you want to know about my iPad?
No.
You jealous because I got a Retina display now?
Yes, because I want one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is wanted.
There are 3 iPads in this house where I'm staying now.
That's nice.
Oh. Strip club DJ's calling.
I'm tired.
Wait a sex cunt. Are you there?
Are you? Yeah, what's up?
Strip club, I'm tired. Why are you doing this to me?
Go to sleep, bitch.
Listen.
Grab that pillow.
What's this I heard? Didn't you get fucked by a tranny in
fucked by a train. Chagoo.
No, you got fucked by a tranny in Thailand, right?
Yeah, yep.
And you didn't use a condom, right?
No.
That's kind of a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, I still got anal drip.
Did you check for the AIDS? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got checked.
Did you have the AIDS?
Yeah, of course.
You did? How many?
From one tranny.
How many AIDS?
Magic, I go.
Shut up.
People are yelling at me.
Listen, I don't care. You owe me this.
Just 5 more minutes. People are yelling at me.
Who's yelling at you? It's 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock at night. Who's yelling?
I know, but we're somewhere and we need to go somewhere else.
Who does?
Me and my girl.
I call you on your cell phone then.
What?
I don't call you on your cell phone.
You can't perform tonight?
Clearly, you can't. Always rushing.
Right.
Fine, Cheryl. I'll ask strip club DJ.
Well, we'll do another Grum. The next week or two. Oh,
that'll be a lot of fun. Try to get some material this time. Create a new holder for
I'll follow Wasabi's blog.
What is that? What's its address?
It is in, what's it called?
Coon?
Nope. catchagoogoo.tumblr.com.
Oh, that's Wasabi?
Yes.
He has so many names. He has another name.
I know. His Tumblr is amazing.
I love his Tumblr. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
But
so I find all the good things.
But how did... I don't understand. How is that wasabi? Because I remember...
It's what it he is
was,
her.
Yeah, but he must have another name on Facebook or something. Because I think I was...
Well, of course, it's his real name, Mary.
I'm so confused. There's so many...
On Twitter, he doesn't really Twitter anymore.
Why do gays have so many names?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's an artist. He's in Austin. He's like that.
All right. Okay, goodbye, well, Cheryl.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later, Nyoko.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Now, are you still there, strip club DJs? No, he's gone too. I guess the show's over then. Thanks. That sucked. Wait, it says he's still there. Are you still there or not? No, he's not. Let's see. I gotta call him back. I don't know why he hung up. Yeah. Bullshit. He just hi. What? All right, so anyway, that's it. I gotta find a song or something. Now, fuck it, I'll add it in post-production. Then I got fucking iCloud. I gotta just do shit. Bye.